This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission on Sunday declared President Emmerson Mnangagwa has won re-election, but observers are condemning Wednesday's polls, arguing ballots were withheld in urban areas where the opposition has strong support. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
Obed Masaraure is the spokesperson on the crisis in Zimbabwe coalition.
Once again, the illegitimate crisis of those in power remains with us. The consequences are, one, we are going to have a serious challenge of internal tensions where those in power are going to try to force citizens to work under them.
Zimbabwe's previous elections have been disputed, but the results were never reversed. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
The white man who fatally shot three black people in a racist attack at a Florida store shot one of his victims as she sat in her car, chased another through the store, and shot the third as he entered. Jacksonville sheriff said Sunday, the day after the shootings.
Anyone who enters into a store and does this to perfectly innocent people, one doing his job, a couple of customers, is baffling to me. It's very difficult for me to watch, and I've seen a lot over 32 years. And I don't ever want to have to see it again.
Sheriff T.K. Waters said the shooter killed himself after killing his three victims. A vessel carrying steel products to Africa has left Ukraine's Odessa port through a temporary Black Sea corridor, the second ship to do so since Russia withdrew last month from a U.N. brokered deal that allowed for grain to be safely exported. A senior Ukrainian government official said on Sunday. This is VOA News. Russian authorities are confirming the head of the Wagner Group mercenary fighting force was killed in a plane crash last week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Back in May, Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was a star for the Russian government, but his defiant march into Moscow with his soldiers in June had Vladimir Putin using words like treason and betrayal. And now, a spokeswoman for Russia's investigative committee says there was genetic and forensic testing of the 10 victims of the jet crash, and Prigozhin was among them. Some experts had suggested Prigozhin used decoy planes and might have escaped the deadly crash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump's campaign says he raised $7.1 million since Thursday when he was booked at the Fulton County Jail in the U.S. state of Georgia on charges he illegally schemed to overturn the 2020 election in the state and become the first former president in American history to ever have a mugshot taken. A spokesman says on Friday alone, the campaign brought in $4.18 million. That's its highest grossing day to date. According to a new study, thousands of baby emperor penguins drowned last year in Antarctica after sea ice broke up early. More from Phil Mercer.
Emperor penguins are the largest of the 18 species of penguin and one of the largest of all birds. British scientists have reported an alarming die-off of chicks. The research shows four of five emperor penguin colonies near the Antarctic Peninsula suffered a catastrophic breeding failure at the end of last year. Warming seas prematurely melted the ocean ice, killing baby penguins before they were mature enough to survive. Scientists say when the ice breaks up too soon because of global warming, the chicks fall into the water and drown or freeze. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Libya's prime minister suspended the country's foreign minister on Sunday and referred her for investigation after Israel said its foreign minister had met her last week despite the country's not having formal relations. Israel's statement on the meeting, in which it said the ministers had discussed possible cooperation, prompted small protest in Libya, which does not recognize Israel. Since 2020, Israel has moved to normalize ties with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan through the so-called Abraham Accords, brokered by the United States. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.